At 6:54, it's a wet, sloppy mess of a Friday morning rush hour as we've got some pretty heavy bands of rain sweeping through the metro area. We'll update weather and traffic just ahead. It's our top story, but one of the other ones that has a lot of attention is what's flying overhead of Montana and the Northwest. China is urging the U.S. to remain cool-headed as it investigates claims about a spy balloon flying over parts of our country. WOKV's Blair Miller in Washington. I know some lawmakers, Mike Waltz on the Republican side from Northeast Florida, anything but cool-headed at thinking that maybe China's spy balloons are over the U.S.?
Yeah, Rich, this is a big talker here in D.C. and really unfolded yesterday afternoon. It continues to be a talker here today. U.S. officials say they're keeping a close watch over the Pentagon. A senior defense official says the huge craft soaring above the U.S. could be a Chinese spy device, potentially attempting to gather information from some sensitive sites. Washington, D.C. officials are looking skyward toward this mysterious balloon hovering over the northern part of the U.S. According to a senior defense official, the surveillance balloon was most likely sent by China. A Pentagon spokesperson says the balloon poses no threat to residents below or commercial air traffic. President Biden was briefed on the matter, and a senior administration official says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs Chairman recommended not shooting down that balloon. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is calling for action, tweeting that China's brazen disregard for U.S. sovereignty must be addressed, and he's requesting a Gang of Eight briefing on this. A senior defense official says if the potential risk of the balloon increases, the U.S. will, quote, have options to deal with on this. But, you know, it's worth pointing out, you know, administration officials saying this is not the first time this has happened. It's just the first time it's now in public discussion.
All of this coming as it was expected at some point over the coming days, weeks, that Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to be in Beijing. And obviously, we don't have the best relations right now. Does this throw that off?
Yeah, the timing is pretty wild here because that meeting is supposed to take place next week. As of now, it sounds like that's still on the schedule, but certainly it's not clear, you know, what the secretary will do about this, if this will be part of the discussions here next week. But it certainly is interesting with the timing on this. The Chinese say they're looking into this right now. So I'll see how this unfolds here today. You know, there was concern about, you know, I mentioned, you know, they were considering to maybe shoot it down. But the concern with that was what would happen to the debris and would that land, where would that land? And so there was concern with that.
Well, how big of a balloon are we talking here?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure how big it is, but again, administration officials say they've seen this before, but it's at such higher elevations that they believe that, you know, any of the spy satellites can gather the same data.
Fascinating to see, and we've got full coverage of it at WOKV.com, a closer look at what officials here in the Pentagon are saying and also lawmakers here at home. Again, Mike Waltz from Northeast Florida, he was on Fox very late last night. We'll probably hear more from him, I would imagine, with Brian Kilmeade starting at 9 o'clock this morning. Blair Miller, part of our team in D.C., man, thanks.